All right, so you said candy or dessert, anything. You're trying it.
Yeah, anything.
What do you just put a little candy on a penis?
No. Well, which one? Which candy?
What? Which penis?
Which penis. Yeah, I guess it depends which candy and which penis.
What's like a what candy has you in a vice, man?
You know the ones that for bachelorette parties that are shaped like penises?
No, no, no. Go on, go on, go on, go on.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
So-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens. Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown, dick in your mouth?
No! Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
What? Yeah, so this is donut coffee, which number one, I'm already trying that. You know, anything that with the words donut in it, I'm trying it.
So donut penis,
like a donut around a penis.
Yeah.
So it's so then it wouldn't be.
It
wouldn't be like intentionally like. What about sucking the dick? It'd be like trying to get to the donut.
What about a candied penis?
Like a pickled, or like, what do you mean?
Like candied, like it's like covered, like it's an actual penis, but it's covered.
But like
in,
fried in vinegar?
No, like.
Like candied, isn't that how, or like, how do you candy something? You just.
I was just imagining
it's like.
You
fry with sugar, right? Or whatever?
Yeah, it's just like dipped in a, like a vat of melted Jolly Ranchers or something. And then it, you know, then it dries and.
No, yes, no. No, I would. No. Nah. Yes, I would. No, I would.
Kid, little candied penis. They should start selling that at Disneyland.
Sorry. Jeez.
Let me take my Sudafed. How was your weekend?
Hey, what are you sick or something?
No, just congestion like an MF.
Oh, from what? just crazy fever. Nah, I'm not sick. I just got a crazy fever.
That's like one of the best stories we had ever heard. As far as meet and greets go?
Yeah. I love it.
Was that Bert Kreischer?
No, that was Matt telling us that from Danny Duncan's tour.
Yeah. No, but sorry, I thought he had heard that through someone else. But yeah. For those that don't know, basically, one of our old tour managers, Matt, he was telling us that he was working Danny Duncan's tour, and what was the phrasing?
Like someone just like waited to meet him, and they were like arm around him, like taking a picture, and then I forget what it was.
Yeah, he's like,
"Oh man, you're hot. Are you sure you're good?" He's like, "Yeah, I just got a crazy fever."
I thought someone prompted him, said, "Are you sick?" And he said, "Nah, I just got a crazy fever."
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
Nah, I'm just running like 103 right now. Damn. Yeah, how was your weekend?
It was good.
Let me just set the record right now. I'm jet lagged as a MF.
Are you really?
I didn't think it'd be this bad, but it's been kicking my ass.
So when you got there, how long did it take to get over it?
I probably got over it right when we were leaving.
So how many days were you there?
It was fast, dude. It was 10 total.
And you were finally getting used to it the day that you were leaving.
Yeah.
So 10 days it took you.
Probably, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really
cool.
And
your shows were at night.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like basically it's like a 12-hour difference, right?
Yeah. So I was napping right up until I had to get on stage.
And did you feel weird?
Yeah.
Like you felt like you were dreaming sort of the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was just trying to keep it together and yeah. And starting in Perth is a weird ass place to start.
Why?
Shout out to everyone in Perth, you're fucking weird. They are. And they know it.
Why are they weird? What?
So I found out that Western Australia, they like their prime minister, whatever you would call a governor over there.
Okay.
They're like Texas. Like they tried to secede.
Okay.
Because they're just so wildly disconnected from everywhere east of the country.
Right.
It's a mining town.
Okay.
So it's like this weird blend of Texas and Missouri.
Okay.
You know? And then the people there are just kind of odd. And they know it.
Okay.
After the show, some dude messaged me. He said, hey, man, don't feel weird. He started naming off all these comics that he's seen. He said, everyone reacted the same. We're just strange, man. Yeah. The most I said is I just looked at him. I'm like, you guys are interesting. And I just kept going. But yeah, they're just different. So like being in the fever dream. And then having the people of Perth just kind of staring back and smiling.
Right.
I really felt crazy. Yeah. That's what it is. Like, the way they laugh is kind of like, and you're like.
They don't laugh in an Australian accent?
No.
No?
No, they break.
Hori, hori. I don't even. Hori, 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 hori. Norrell.
Would you say that maybe Australians actually laugh like har, har, har?
Yeah.
Har, 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 har.
And yeah. They're so isolated over there.
They are.
Is Brisbane also?
No, that's that I would affectionately refer to as the kid fucking capital.
Where is that?
Australia.
Where is Brisbane?
It's east.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everything's on the east except for Perth.
Perth, yeah.
And there's like nothing, like what's to the east of Australia? Nothing. Or what's to the west, I mean? Like I feel like people in Perth are like so isolated.
I think it's because no one wants to be there. Like if you, like everyone outside of Perth, if they have a choice, they're not going there.
Like there's just nothing.
Yeah, there's definitely more.
Like, at least you have New Zealand on the other side.
Yeah. New Zealand.
Like, where are you going to go if you're in Perth, you know?
Down. That's why they created mines.
Yeah. Into the ground. Yeah.
They're like, well.
It's something different.
What else is down? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you watch Last of Us?
Yeah.
Hey, if you like The Last of Us and you don't want it spoiled, then skip to 21 minutes and 55 seconds.
Fucking was good sick. Was that last episode.
Let's hack that dude's face to bits, dude.
That dude made my skin crawl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even in the beginning where you weren't really sure, you know, they didn't make it clear that he was a shitty guy.
Yeah.
In the beginning, you're like,
would you
oh,
say
is this
shitty?
Guy? What?
Why would you say shitty? No, sorry. Sorry. All right. Yeah. No, continue.
Just like in the beginning, like, you know, they weren't really, you know, he was like the leader of this group.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like he was being nice.
Yeah.
And, but there was just something off about him, you know?
Yeah.
Just eerie.
And then
he turned out to be a cannibal pedophile.
What?
And you're like, oh, yeah.
Brutal combo.
Brutal combo, dude.
Different kind of CP.
Seriously.
Cannibal pedophile. That's a tough combo. Well, I thought, okay, in the beginning, when he was being all weird, I thought he was going to make them do a Jim Jones thing, like a group suicide or something.
Yeah.
Like when he's like, I got to make sure you're still with me.
Right.
But so we got the cult vibe and I'm thinking, oof.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Spoiler alert. Everyone in The Last of Us dies. Yeah.
No, but yeah, what you're
saying. Yeah, no, I just.
Same, because it felt kind of culty.
Yeah. But I thought they did a good job of, you know, well, when you saw the ear. You're like, they're cannibals.
I didn't pick that up when I saw the ear.
Really?
I was just like, oh, they killed someone in here.
Speaking of ears, that guy looked like Van Gogh.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Huh.
So when the ear happened, I thought, oh, they eat people. So I'm thinking cannibals.
I was like, that's somebody's ear on the ground.
Yeah.
That's all I thought. That's the only thing I thought. What's her name again? Ellie? Yeah. She makes a connection right away.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. You're
she
just
was like, oh! I was like, what's she so? It's an ear.
You just
you're in jail in a fucking cult. You're just a fucking ear laying on the ground.
You're just in the moment kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You just take it as it comes.
I'm not thinking too far ahead, too far behind.
That's just an ear.
Yeah.
I could hear you in that scenario.
Oh, somebody.
Oh, they eat people? Oh.
No, literally.
I thought that was just an ear.
I think Ellie actually like literally says, "You guys are eating people." And I was like, ah. I thought somebody just dropped their ear.
Oops. That's why it's Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's completely reasonable. He had a Van Gogh face.
Yeah.
He might have thought he just...
Think it was his own shit?
Just dropped his shit off, yeah. So then I'm thinking, okay, just cannibal. Then when he went cannibal pedophile...
Yeah, and then he starts putting his hand on her hand, and I was like, ha, ah, ah,
ha. Ah. When he smacked the shit out of that child?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, oh, fuck.
I know. And
can
that
I say
guy right there?
Who? Yeah, Scott Shepard.
Oh, God.
That's who played David.
That's The Last of Us in real life.
Hmm?
That's the guy who is Pedro Pascal in the video game. That's him.
Oh, okay.
He's the motion capture guy. Like, that's him.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
they put him in the show.
Oh, cool. Wait, was he the other guy?
Yeah, he's like his. Like,
oh, no way.
Guy,
he's a right-hand
kinda,
man.
Like,
oh, cool.
He
did the motion capture?
Like, and the voice. Like, it's him. He is Joel.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
That's cool. They put him in the show.
Shout out to this guy. What was his name again? Scott Storch? Scott Shepard.
Scott Shepard.
Killed that role.
He did so well in that role that I just never want to see him in anything else.
Yeah.
Because he did so well in that, I want his career to end.
Yeah. Because you thought he was a real cannibal pedophile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he creeped me out so bad.
If you ever heard that, he'd go, fuck.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, I guess thanks.
Damn, he just goes out for some table, like some audition, and the casting director's like, ah.
Yeah, like, ooh.
Dude, you give me the creeps. You're really good at what you do, but. It's
don't,
a movie.
Don't
we don't want it that real, man. Stay away from my kids.
Yeah.
No, when he smacked the shit out of that kid and then he said, you'll always have a father. Right before he did that, in my mind, I jokingly said, like, as if I'm him, daddy's upset.
Okay.
And then when he said, you'll always have a father, I went, kind of getting P vibes right here.
Oh, I thought it was still more like, this is a cult. I'm your leader type shit.
Well,
but I guess those kind of go hand in hand.
I felt, you know, well, after when he was like, I want the girl alive.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, kind of got some inventory going on.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone's like, I feel like in a survival situation, you know, the kids are.
What?
They're probably going to die.
Yeah, okay.
You know? It's just another mouth to feed. Yeah, you got to make some hard decisions. And the fact that he's like, no, keep all the little girls.
Right. And let me ask you this. Was in that shot of them eating in the dining hall, when they're like, what is this? And then it's like, it's venison. Was it venison or was it? That was people. And they're all like going after it too.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought it was like, because they're hungry, but they're all like.
That was
got that like cannibal bloodlust.
That was pretty cannibal bloodlust.
Isn't that what it's
CBL
thing, isn't it? Like one taste of the forbidden meat.
Yeah. CBL, dude.
You know, it's supposed to be the best. I don't think that's true. Or it might be true.
I think that happens with murder.
What?
People in the military talk about that.
Like once you killed, then
once
you
once they kill,
then you want to do it again?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a weird thing.
Ugh.
Yeah, sorry. I had to take it to a dark
place. That is dark as hell.
I had a Kid Cudi the shit.
That is so dark.
You saw a clip of the Marine talking about how after he shot someone, he just wanted to do it over and over.
Yo, Mom, can you come pick me up?
Mom, Noel broke out hash again. He's saying weird stuff.
He's making hi, and this is not fun anymore.
He's making us watch weird YouTube videos.
We were watching Planet Earth at first, and it was all good.
We're watching Marine testimonials.
Interview, yeah.
Navy SEAL testimonials. I thought we were listening to Rogan. It was just a Marine talking about shooting people.
Used to be a family man. Now I just want to kill all the time. Yo, isn't this crazy?
Yeah. Sucks. Yo, check out this guy, Chris Kyle, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, good ass episode though. When she hacked his head open.
Yeah.
I like how long they let it go. It was like,
I know. That was really good.
I'm like, oh.
Keep going.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, I'm like, kill him. You know what I'm bummed? They didn't show his head.
Yeah. Like just one reverse shot real quick.
Yeah, yeah, just
yeah,
looking like a diced onion. Yeah, just completely falling open. Was that venison?
Yeah, and then it would have been the ultimate revenge if she took a bite.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just took a little piece of his brain, just
Then she runs out and eats Joel.
Yeah. I guess she's got the bloodlust.
Yeah, she got the CBL. The cannibal BL, dude.
I need more of the forbidden meat.
I need the forbidden meat. You know what?
Yeah, the shots of the bodies hanging up were pretty brutal.
Yeah, it was good.
That got me.
I liked it.
What? Why'd you say it like that?
I liked it. I wanted to be there. A guy like me would have been like, is this human? And they're like, no, it's venison. I'd be like, Oh wait, sorry. I wanted to say the sound design in that scene when they were like going in was pretty good. Like the rapid fire of the spoons hitting
the
bowls.
That's what I mean. Yeah, a little bit too like spastic and
it was good though.
Yeah, it was really good. Again, like something just felt like off.
You're like, oh, they're wolfing that.
It's like, I mean, there must. And then you're like, well, they're hungry. They're all like literally starving. So mm-hmm. I kind of get it.
Yeah.
They keep talking about like rations and how hard it is to feed everyone. So I'm like, okay, yeah, they're going. It's venison. Yeah. It's fucking good.
And then you saw the ear and you just didn't get it.
And then I saw the ear and I was like, so somebody dropped their fucking ear.
I don't know.
They must have been hungry. They dropped their fucking ear on the ground.
I don't know.
Didn't even realize.
I didn't know elk ears got that big.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, since when does venison have human ears? Is venison elk?
Yeah,
deer,
yeah.
Right?
I had to look it up. Yeah, bro, deer walking
you like
around.
Venison? You like venison?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've never had it.
I was gonna say
venison, venison. Nah.
Oh, that was so brutal to watch.
I'm still working through it in my head.
I like to take a trip down to Venice and put this.
Yeah, there you
venison,
go.
Venison, put this dick in. Sorry, I'm just thinking of elk with human ears instead of antlers. Just regular size human ears.
Yeah.
Mid-journey.
Please make that right now.
Yeah, just mid-journey. Elk with human ears.
Yeah.
Wait, no, what else happened? That was... Oh,
and by the way, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just...
You're just about to say something.
I forgot, go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like Ellie's character kind of like blossomed in the last like couple episodes.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I wasn't really like enjoying her acting, maybe.
Sure.
Or something, but...
I think that's what...
Or maybe it was like the chemistry between her and... I don't know, but now it's like finally, I don't know. I feel like this show has been kind of a, like the first episode was super like intense and then it's kind of been a slow burn ever since, but it's getting really fucking good.
Yeah, at first I thought her, Bella Ramsey's performance was annoying. But then I thought about it and I thought, I think it's actually a good performance because kids are fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, they're really fucking annoying.
And I mean, especially a kid like that.
Yeah.
Gifted. That's, like, raised after the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Something is special about her, but no, like, no one understands.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't choose to be, like, one of the special one one that's supposed to save the Earth.
But not only that, even in her, you know, military school, she's kind of a brat.
Yeah.
She's tough
and
all that stuff. So, yeah, I think, yeah. But I hear you on. I agree. Her character was grating.
Yeah.
Just everything was like fucking. But I think that's why it's good because it's like, name one 12-year-old that isn't like really fucking annoying.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good point. I can't.
I can't name one, dude. So yeah, but I agree. I think now the show's in a super dope place.
Yeah,
you like that his name is literally Joel Miller.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Pedro.
Joel Miller.
Joel Miller. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's me. Yeah, right, dude. Pedro Pascal is my mental image when I bench 150 pounds. This is the way. Nice. Yeah, dude. I wish.
He's killing it right now. He's in everything.
Yeah.
Beast.
Yeah, bro. And he was so good in Narcos, too.
Yeah, I know. That was when I first was like, who is this guy? He's something special.
Yeah.
He just has something about him. It's like he's charismatic.
Yeah.
In just a certain way, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can say it. You think he's hot?
He's a good-looking guy.
Come on, just say it, man.
He's a hot dude.
You got that CBL.
Yeah.
You got that fucking cannibal bloodlust for Pedro.
Yeah, exactly.
Pedro.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
It's good. Okay, here's what I was going to ask you, because I'm going to Australia,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days or something before the race.
Mm-hmm.
The race is going to start at like 6 a.m. or something. So like, I'm just wondering like where I'm going to be mentally.
Where in Australia?
It's like a few hours north of Sydney.
Okay.
You should be fine because you're not going to be jumping time zones. I think that's what fucked me up. Because
you went to Perth first? And then how far, what's the difference between Perth and...
Bro, the routing was pretty wild.
Why?
Because we went from Perth, I think, to Brisbane, back down to Melbourne, and then back up to Sydney.
Okay.
So it was just like every day was just... And then we ended up in New Zealand. Whereas when we went, we did the reverse. We went to New Zealand. We had a couple days so we could adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And every day we were gaining time.
Right, right.
So I think you'll be fine. I think after a couple days. Because it's like almost a full day.
Yeah.
So you should be all right.
Yeah.
And you get up kind of early anyway, so.
Yeah.
You're weird.
Yeah.
No. What time did you do the punishment stream?
I got here at like 6:30.
Crazy.
And you were there the night before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feel for the guy.
For Waleed?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I saw him after the entire night.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was definitely losing his marbles a little bit.
Yeah.
But then we had a great conversation. Do you remember, this is going to just be boring, actually. But do you remember that song by Ram Riddles?
Yeah.
Called Niagara?
Yeah.
And there was Yagen, the producer?
Yeah.
Waleed, like, knows him.
Oh.
He's, like, good friends with him. They used to, like, party.
Waleed knows everybody.
I know. Well, because he lived in Toronto for 2 years.
Yeah.
So he's like knows everyone in that world.
And I've heard Toronto's kind of like small bubble. Yeah. You spend enough time there. Yeah. I'm glad for his sake that we all decided not 24 hours.
I know. Me too. Because he even joked about it at the end. I was leaving. I was like, how much longer do you have, by the way? And he was like, I got another 12 hours. Just joking that it was going to be 24. And I was like, dude, I feel for you, man.
Bro, no way.
I do not envy you right now.
No shot. Would have been really funny, though, if he had to do 24 and he just slept here and we came in to do the podcast.
He's just
still there. And he just has to be there.
Wouldn't he still be? Would he? No, he wouldn't.
No.
No, yeah.
Shout out to the crew, man. You cleaned this shit up quick.
Yeah, there was a lot of shit here.
Yeah.
But we were also talking about... Killy. Remember the rapper Killy?
Yeah.
Did I tell you what happened when I like...
Yeah, you went to...
Yeah, yeah, okay.
What was it, like a Rams game or something?
No, it was Rolling Loud.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Did I tell you this on the podcast?
Yeah, I thought you did. Like, you like went to and you're like, yo, and he's just kind of...
Yeah, but then fast forward, like, in September or something, he DM'd me and was like, yo, like, my girl and I watch all your videos. Like, when's the next button video? And I was like, oh. And then you could see above that I had tagged him in 2019 because that was when it was like it was like footage of his show after
right.
after he like, you know, right. it was just pretty cuck move.
Yeah.
Posting a video of him after he was like, yeah, what's up, dude? Just didn't even say hi to me. I'm like, at least I'm at his show.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has any idea.
And then you screenshotted his DM to you and you put that on your story.
Yeah, exactly.
With the fucking, like, the looking left emoji eyes. Yeah, dude. Well, hell yeah. It came back.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Maybe, you know, he just had to let the lean kind of like go through his system.
Yeah, maybe.
And then he came to like a few months ago and he's like, oh.
I wonder if he has any idea.
Probably not.
No, probably not.
A Rolling Loud, I would venture to say many people who go to festivals generally probably don't remember anything that had happened.
Yeah, but the thing was his team reached out and was like, we want you to meet him or something. Mm. Like, it was like a thing. I was supposed to go there and we were supposed to, like, I don't know, like take a picture together or something like that. Mm. But it just didn't even get close to happening. They're like, yo, Killy, this is Cody. And he was like, just like didn't. And I was like, oh, damn.
How old do you think he was at that time?
I don't know, 2019. How old is he now? Damn, okay. Yeah, yeah, so he was young.
That's what I meant. He's probably just young and sort of like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really knowing what to say. He's from Toronto.
But anyways, Waleed's friends with him too, I guess. Or they know each other or something. I don't know.
He showed me a video
of them all partying together.
Hey, there's a video of Killy acknowledging me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'm like actually boys with him.
For like a full evening.
Look at, he keeps like dabbing me up and stuff. Yeah. Like he fully knows that I'm there and who I am as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killy's a nice guy to me.
Yeah.
Because he acknowledges me.
So this is huge news. Ty Lopez, you hear about this?
Yeah. He's going to jail.
Bankrupt. Jail?
Yeah.
For what?
Cannibal. Here in my garage, we have all these kids that we eat.
Him and, who's the
Grant Cardone?
Who?
Grant Cardone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's also a cannibal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, they're part of, like, the hustle guy elite that are all secretly cannibals.
Yeah.
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 They're like the Illuminati of hustle culture guys. Yeah.
But they just want to eat people.
Eat people. he bought Radio Shack so he could eat all the employees.
Because they were old as hell. So he's like, they'll be easy to break
he's
down.
Like, no one's going
to
miss you.
Yeah. Everyone forgot about you already.
Damn. Yeah. First thing people say when they're like, yeah, he was eating Radio Shack employees. The first thing they say is go, Radio Shack is still open?
Huh.
Yeah, but no, he
was
eating.
It's a distraction. Yeah.
He was eating the employees. I didn't even know they still employ people.
Oh, man. I used to go to Radio Shack.
Where was it? Because I didn't see.
No.
The ones in my city closed.
They're like eating like the remnant employees. That's great. I used to get batteries there as a kid.
Just buy like little RC cars there when I was a kid. It's crazy.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, all the ones in my city closed. That's because the people were eaten. Yeah, well, I mean, you can't keep a store open with no employees, so I guess it makes sense.
No, like, Ty Lopez cut them. Yeah, oh, yeah, I know that guy. Isn't he the book guy?
Yeah, he's a garage guy, right?
Oh, wow. What's the garage guy?
Did he buy Pier 1, too?
See, yeah, he's going B-Rup. Mac Rup.
Yeah, so this is something that he's
Wait,
done
who
over
are you thinking about? You were like...
Oh, Call Me By Your Name. Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer.
Also a cannibal.
Yeah.
But like, what did he say again? What's the famous quote? He said like, I'm legit a cannibal. Remember? We were joked about that for so long. In his DMs, he's like, I'm legitimately a cannibal.
Look it up.
Yeah, dude. He says that.
The nerve of that guy to come back and do an article and be like, I've been framed by cancel culture. He's like, dude, you literally said you eat
I'm
people.
I'm legit a cannibal.
Yeah.
I am 100% a cannibal. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I do.
No.
Now I do.
That was the title of an episode.
Is there any refuting that?
Yeah, I mean.
It's like you could have said I'm 90% a cannibal. Then there would have been a little wiggle room. You said I am 100% a cannibal.
Did this guy not spend any time watching like Vice documentaries? Remember that Vice doc about that dude in Japan who was a convicted cannibal and he's just roaming?
I never saw that.
Yeah, bro.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why is he roaming?
He's just a citizen.
No, but like, isn't it illegal if you get convicted of being a cannibal? You get thrown in jail.
I thought there was some like weird...
Because then you have to... You would have had to have killed the person, right? Or I guess you could like chop off their arm and eat it.
Or just, you know, a little calf. A little slice of calf.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
I forget what it was, but there's some loophole where he is just a regular citizen. And all I'm saying is Army could have done a little bit of research. He could have just said, I want to eat you, you know?
Yeah.
It could have been like a weird sexual, but there's probably like a lot of messages before that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He probably did say that at some point.
Yeah. And she's like,
she's like, yeah, I want you to eat me out. And he's like, not exactly what I mean.
Not quite what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I want your feet and your femur and your kneecap and your thigh.
Yeah, you
want
to kiss them?
I want to eat them.
Yeah, you want to like, yeah, eat them.
I
want to
cut off each of your toes and put them on the grill.
Okay, like grill, like, what do you mean?
A Black & Decker 6200.
Is that like a dildo? Is that like a fancy dildo?
No, it's a Black & Decker. You get it from Home Depot.
Okay, like an industrial dildo.
Nope.
I am 100% a cannibal. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. 100%.
I want to hook up a can of propane. This is just Hank Hill. Well, put some propane and cut your feet off and...
Holy fuck, dude.
What?
That picture.
Looking like Castaway, dude. What was the caption?
What did he say?
We read all these. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
bro.
All right. All right. Oh, yeah, it's actually the episode title.
Yeah. Don't you remember how many times we said I'm 100% a cannibal?
No, man, I don't remember anything past yesterday. My brain is gone.
You just live to obey and be my slave. I will own you. That's my soul, my brain, my spirit, my body. Would you come and be my property till you die?
Man, whatever.
This is a real life, whatever his face was from Last of Us.
Yeah, if I wanted to cut off one of your toes, I'm just doing.
Yeah.
Well, now it's not quite so fun.
If I wanted to cut off one of your toes and keep it with me in my pocket, so I always had a little piece of your dog.
Little piece of you in my possession?
So I always had those little piggies with me.
Oh, man, he's just got a taxidermied pinky toe just rolling around in his pocket.
Yeah. It's my lucky toe.
Ooh. It's like a rabbit's foot. It's got it on a keychain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
But anyways, Ty Lopez.
Ty Lopez bankrupt.
So he bought Radio Shack, Pier 1, all these like dying retail brands.
Yeah.
He bought them. What? Linens and things.
This
yeah, he
an
like
article.
Raised money. Him and his partner like raised like tens of millions of dollars to buy these brands and turn them into like e-commerce brands or something, like modernize them.
Yeah.
And for some reason, people thought like he was the one that was going to do this. And I guess it's not working out at all. And so he is on the verge of going bankrupt, I guess. I didn't actually read this article, but that's the gist, I believe.
Rev's Revenues, Rev is probably the company that he formed to buy all this, right? The losses were about $60 million compared with about $150 million in sales in 2021 and about $90 million in losses.
It has racked up over $200 million in debt, the source added.
Wow.
Is Rev Radio Shack? What's Rev? Is that their...
I was assuming that's the company they...
Is that their like...
Yeah.
Umbrella company Parent, that owns all whatever. These brands?
Yeah.
Huh. That's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, buy this dude's program.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, we got to keep Radio Shack. Like, do you want to?
Yeah, this is Rev. We transform well-known undervalued retail brands into e-commerce success stories.
They bought bodybuilding.com.
I mean, isn't that like a super successful brand? They have a fuck ton of like monthly subscribers.
Yeah, but yeah. Oh my God, dude. He bought those guys out. They're like, finally. After 25 years,
we could stop
managing these forums.
Forums, yeah. Yeah, they've been doing their thing for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Pier 1, Dress Barn. So is Rev... Rev's not a public company, right? No.
Can't be. Not yet.
Yeah, until they need more money.
Hey, man, did you want a little piece of... Mosh.
I want a little piece of Mentor box.
Yeah, and bodybuilding.com. And yo, wait, what is that farmer's company? Scroll down to the bottom. Click that thing.
A farmer's market delivered to your door.
What's the name of that company?
Farmer's Cart.
Farmer's Cart.
Yeah, Farmer's Cart.
Okay.
Do you know of it?
I want to say someone selling this shit door to door.
Isn't this just kind of like an Instacart sort of thing?
Yeah, maybe this isn't them, but the company I'm thinking of was this guy in my neighborhood, because my neighborhood is a lot of old people. So whoever this company is, I thought it was them, figured, all right, they're not going to go online and sign up for subscriptions. So they had this dude going around the block, knocking on doors, going, we have instant delivery groceries, and you don't have to go to the store anymore, and you know, they're all local produce and this and that. I heard him out. I let him do the whole pitch.
Okay.
Just for me to be like, I don't think so, man. But I'll take your card and I'll close the door. No,
tell
no.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more.
I wasn't that mean. I just let him.
I mean, it's kind of smart.
Yeah, no, it is. But I think it's like produce that's about to get thrown away.
Is it?
He said something that kind of, that's what it felt like. I'm like, how fresh is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
So go back to the Rev website.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like they're not doing that bad. It's probably just like a couple really bad, like it's probably Radio Shack and Pier 1 that are like taking this whole thing down, because a lot of these actually seem like they're successful monthly subscription businesses.
Yeah. Pier 1.
Like, if that's true, MentorBox has 60,000 recurring subs.
It's pretty crazy.
Just for one brand?
Yeah. What? Is Pier 1 exist as a website? I'm curious. When was the last time you set foot in a Pier 1, man?
Not since all their employees were eaten. What did Pier 1 even... What did they sell?
That was the great reckoning. When all the retail employees got eaten. Yeah. All these rich guys heard like this eat the rich thing and they said, nope. It'll be you before us. And they ate them all. You thought I was paying you? I'm a munch.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Eat your family for dinner. Eat your family for lunch.
I'm a munch.
You thought I was paying you?
I'm a munch.
I'm a munch. Munch your old. I'm a munch your family.
Yeah, man. The cannibals love Ice Spice. They love Ice Spice. It's like the first song that actually gets me.
Thought I was paying.
I am a munch.
Yeah. Oh man, a cannibal.
I'm a bunch of all sorts of stuff.
A cannibal in a car with his boys. They're like, man, it's like, fuck, dude. I would munch Ice Spice. Like, yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Wait, this song's about sex? Yeah. What? Oh.
Oh. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm 100% a cannibal.
Just turns to his boy. Yeah, Pier 1. Have you ever been inside a Pier 1? I've been inside one.
Maybe when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they in Canada even?
I doubt it.
That kind of rings a bell.
I feel like it's an American brand.
Maybe I'm thinking Bed Bath & Beyond.
Because
I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, man.
I used to tear that shit up.
Triple B.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I won't even. You ain't lived till you worked in a
Triple
B, man.
Oh, yeah, right.
B,
you used to work there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, restocking towels.
Is this the only? Oh, yeah. Pier 1 Canada. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah. The Calgary one closed because, you know.
They froze over.
Yeah. No, the.
Turned into popsicles.
Were all, you know, eating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dude, I thought that said Quebec Killy. Like, I did not see city.
Go to Ty Lopez's Instagram.
Yeah, how's Ty handling this, man?
Well, he hasn't hit me up in a while.
So
were you asking me personally, because I'm friends with him?
Yeah.
So yeah, he hasn't hit me up in a long time, so I don't know. That's what I'm saying, we should go to his Instagram.
Yeah, shoot him a line.
I want to see if I even have like iMessage history with him anymore. Let's see.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Okay, August 27th of 2020.
Okay.
Cody, it's Ty Lopez. Come on my podcast sometime? I've been buying big companies. Just bought Pier One for $31 million. If you know that brand? The employees are delicious. What the fuck?
Yeah. Whoa.
That's literally, he said that. If you know that brand?
This is where all his money went.
Yeah.
We haven't heard a peep about Bored Ape.
I know, right? That shit went away.
Them boys are just like, thank God this economy's crashing.
Yeah,
we don't have to talk about this. Bitcoin's back up, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I know. Crypto's kind of...
it's all a scam.
Yeah, I know.
All the money guys are like, bring it back down to 15.
Yeah.
Give them a little hope. Then everyone's like, I'm taking out a third mortgage.
Yeah.
I'm taking a payday loan. I'm getting back in, dude.
Yeah.
Pump it.
And I'll crush it.
Crush this market.
Okay. That looked bad. Down 5%. But yeah, past 6 months, up another 15%. So guys, I would get in now.
Yeah.
That is financial advice. Sorry, not yes. financial advice.
Yes, right it now. Is. Yeah, it yeah, is no. financial advice. It is exactly what to do with your money.
Oh,
Cody's
man.
Words, not mine. JK, JK.
It's crazy we talked about crypto for like 6 years.
Yeah.
It's been an underlying theme the entire history of our podcast.
And it's back to where it was.
and it still is going to be, is yeah. what I'm saying.
Yep. It's a scam.
Yeah. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that this whole time it was like crypto's like we haven't had a cool, I've probably already said this, but it's like we haven't had a cool technological new wave since the iPhone. Crypto might be that thing and we're waiting and they're like, here's some pictures of apes that cost $1 million. And we're like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem like, but okay, what else? They're like, well, some pictures of some punks and some coins named after buttholes and stuff like
Here's
that.
Here's Joe Biden saying the N-word.
Wait, what? Are you talking about AI?
Yeah.
That's the new, the actual one,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
You know?
All the money guys are like, whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, all the crypto guys are like, whoa. Now this is what I'm talking about.
Bro. Yeah.
Wait, what? There's Joe Biden?
Yeah, you haven't seen that?
I mean, I saw an AI clip, like a deep fake of him. But I don't know if it was that one.
Dude, they're all like...
Dude, overnight, the deepfakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the one of Patrick Mahomes as Kenny Powers?
No.
Dude, can you search that, Luke?
Just him?
it is like, you know how he like went on Jimmy Kimmel or whatever, and he was like, yeah the chain smokers and the... And,
that's all the music you need right
yeah,
there.
Chain smokers and DJ Khaled.
That's all the
music you need right there. Someone like deepfaked him as Kenny Powers, and it
Hell yeah,
you
dude.
Can't tell. It's uncanny.
Hold up.
Look at it.
Where do you guys go? You congregate, party, the whole deal?
Yeah, no. So we started off, they actually threw a nice party for us at the hotel. The Chainsmokers like, came through.
Dude.
DJ Khaled came through. You can't beat that, man. That's every genre of music you need right there. And then we had a little after party after that as well. And you just get the guys together, man, and you just celebrate. And they actually got the plane ride home. And then I get one day off to get my rest. And then parade on Wednesday, Chiefs Kingdom. I'm ready to see you there.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
It's like you can't tell anymore.
Pretty wild. This is the
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I have gathered us all on this beautiful day to spread awareness. Now, this isn't just any lackluster cause we are making aware to
it's
the people
to be
of
Joe
America.
Biden?
This is not-
Trump. Me and Joe have thought about it recently, and I think we're ready to join your Minecraft realm. Sorry about yesterday.
Is that Obama?
Pixel Gun 3D was so fucking fun yesterday, bro. Trump, you really missed out.
Yeah. Whatever, guys, I'm going to reset the realm and we can all start from fresh cool with you, gang.
Say less, Drilla.
He sounds Jizzy Young T.
Stop with these gay-ass names, bruh. Also, Joe, wake your sleepy ass up this time and download the right fucking game, goddammit.
Shut the fuck up. You literally look like a hairy fucking orange.
What?
Regardless, I knew I downloaded the wrong game last time, bruh.
So why the fuck did your rotting ass not say anything about not wanting to play Minecraft?
Well, first of all, Pixel Gun 3D is goated as fuck.
The Biden one's the only one that sounds real.
Yeah, yeah. The other ones, yeah.
Goated as fuck.
This is a bunch of Joe Biden just being like, I'm smoking that Necromancer Kush. This shit'll put you flat on your... It's so stupid.
You want to know some scary shit, though?
Yeah.
Go click that second link. So this is a tweet from someone, some dude that's in on what's, you know, the bleeding edge of AI or whatever. Hmm. There was a paper written somewhere in Osaka. So basically they were able to, they did an MRI. Mm-hmm. They trained a language model, so like an AI model, on brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
And like basically they would show people images. They would take whatever brain waves were generated. They would train an AI on those brain waves. And then later they showed people images like that weren't related to, like weren't the same as the other images. People just looked at the images. They thought about the images and the AI model recreated what they were thinking. Literally read the person's mind. How fucking scary is that?
Minority Report, baby. It's here.
I mean, that is that not the...
Did you just think about killing someone? You're going to jail. That's wild. Yep.
How horrifying is this?
Now everyone's going to say, can we just go back to the monkey pictures?
Yeah, I don't like this. Yeah, yeah.
I just want the monkey picture. I'll pay $1 million for the monkey picture.
Yeah.
Just not this. Yeah, this is horrifying, dude.
Horrifying.
Yep.
Horrifying. The implications of this are, I don't even know what, but they're so vast.
Well, I'm really glad that, you know, OpenAI is a nonprofit company now.
It's for profit, unfortunately.
No, it's not profit. It's for the good of technology.
Yeah, it's called OpenAI, right? Yeah. It's open. It's for... No.
I'm really glad everyone punched in all, like, their ideas and thoughts about the world into this fucking Jarvis system.
Yeah.
Now it's just going to... Third eye know so much about us.
Yeah, everything we're thinking.
Yeah. Guys, we're having a capped profit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're revising the whole nonprofit charitable thing.
And here. We want to let you know that we are capping about that. All right. We was capping about nonprofit. Okay. Capped profit. Oh, we're capping our profit at 9999999.
What is the cap? Because
no, I'm telling you, 999.
Yeah.
999.
Yeah, yeah.
999999999. I'm not German. 999. Hold on. 999899999999999.
Yeah.
3. Yeah, dude. Economics of the OpenAI deal. So here's all your money, and then here's our bank account.
Yeah.
And this is about where it goes, more or less.
Microsoft bought like a third of the company for $10 billion. Yeah. At a $30 billion valuation.
Those motherfuckers are building their spaceship. They are leaving us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They're going to watch this shit burn up.
They probably realize... Like along the way, yeah, I bet you that's what it was. They're researching this shit, you know.
We're a nonprofit. We're gonna make sure that humanity is not. And then the AI was like, hold on.
Yeah,
the AI was like, the human race will die in 40 years.
Oh, word! All right, fellas, we got to make as much money as possible.
We got to get the fuck out of here. We got to live it up.
I am not dying before I own a McLaren, dude.
Yeah.
I just want to ball the fuck out. Sam Altman is just like a total fuckboy.
Yeah. I mean, after SBF.
Like, I need to go to 11 every single night until this shit takes over.
This is like some bad Black Mirror character.
Yeah.
Some girl dancing on him. So what do you do? I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah, yeah.
No, actually, I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel familiar with AI?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, I made that. Made like $100 billion fucking dollars last year.
Yeah.
So what are you doing here?
All this shit's going to shit, man. My model told me we're all going to fucking die. So I'm just going to do coke and live it up because we don't have that much fucking time left.
That's cool. This guy's fun.
Yeah, bro. Look at this. 100% of the money to start. First, close partners, FCP.
First gets all profits until the principal is paid back.
Hmm.
After the FCP principal is paid back, 25% goes to employees and FCP profit cap pay down. Is this current? Oh, the rest goes to Microsoft until its investment is paid back.
Hmm.
And the OpenAI nonprofit starts getting a share. A larger share flows to employees. An 8% profit cap
and then,
pay down.
Okay, of course, the remainder goes to the Microsoft cap pay down.
Yeah, once fully paid down, the rest of the profit goes to 11 strippers. Oh.
It's crazy they just like listed it like that.
Yeah, yeah, wild. Kind of commendable, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Being honest.
At least they used their performance names. Yeah. You know, they didn't use their government names. Yeah. That's pretty in theme with crypto, you know? And future tech, you know, anonymity and anonymity. AI, scary. Speaking of things dying, StarCraft 2 basically got killed.
Are you still playing that shit?
Yeah, I built a new computer.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what's the
I mean,
what are the specs?
Fast as fuck.
Really?
I don't even really know.
What?
I don't know.
You don't know what the specs are?
I didn't like look at this.
Did someone else build it for you?
No. I just told Siva, what do I buy?
Buy me all the best shit.
I definitely pay. I don't want his stinky money, but.
No, I'm saying like you were like, tell me what to buy and I'll buy it.
Yeah.
So, but you built it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. But.
In your garage?
Nah. It's right there on the dinner table.
Nice. Bet your wife loved that.
Yep. Yeah. I was done in about 4 hours. Yeah.
Really?
Just in and out.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I was watching the UFC fight.
Okay.
Just having a time.
That's good. That's.
Looks clean.
Yeah?
Looks clean in there.
You have a picture?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see a little picture. Did you build this just to play this game from 10 years ago?
No, my old PC, no, it was like, it's like overheating, and I could tell something's wrong with the water cooling, like, heat sink.
Okay.
I could hear the pump, like, when I'd use the computer, be like, doom, doom, like, it's like dumping the water, and I'm like, something's going to break.
Right.
I'm just going to be sitting here just writing an email, and then...
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me just get this
neon
thing
blue
here.
Liquid yeah. start oozing out the vents.
Yeah. I fully just expected it to blow up and my right foot to go.
Yeah. Versus so, vinyl chloride or whatever.
Yeah. So I thought maybe we just get it out of here. So I built this new box. I bought these parts like 3 months ago. No, not three. I bought them over like near Christmas.
Okay.
And I just built it now.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
This is sick. This is super sick.
Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, that's a sexy ass box right there.
Yep.
I love your box.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty clean box.
Yeah, definitely.
Shaved.
You know, I thought it was because my PC's been making some weird ass sounds too. And I'm like, how old is this now? I'm thinking back.
It's been a minute.
Like, we were recording the first That's Cringe on that fucking computer.
Oh, so it's got to be 5 years old.
More than that.
Yeah, more.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, right? It feels like, that's weird. It feels like just yesterday
got, like,
that.
Four USB strips with like 10 USB plugs.
Oh,
in
dude,
each.
you
but
just.
That's what you have to do, right? How else are
you
supposed to get.
A lot, though.
Yeah, but like.
Oh, there's solutions for that now.
What are the solutions for it? Like, I have a lot of shit I have to plug into the PC.
Yeah, you got a lot of tripods, a lot of cameras in there, too.
The Razer.
Yeah, all my cameras. Where am I going to plug those in? Just for power.
Plugging your tripods in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tripods have to recharge.
No, the guy at the tripod store said I have to plug this cable in. He sold me the cable. The tripod cable is like $1,000 each, dude.
Yeah. It's what's the fucking brand of cable that you used to get at like Radio Shack? That was so expensive.
Monster?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone from Best Buy would get fired because they would sell those in the parking lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean sell them in the parking lot?
That was like a thing at Best Buy where some bozo customer would walk in and be like, I want the monster cables with the like $300. And then a Best Buy employee would go, meet me on my lunch.
No way.
Yeah.
So they would steal them from?
No, because we would get them for.
For like $2.
Yeah. We'd get them for like $20. Best Buy actually changed their policy, I heard, so that they only give employees a 10% discount across. Because we used to get everything, you used to get everything at cost.
Oh, okay. And what was the cost of those things?
$20. And they sell them for $300.
Dude, that is on. I'm right now. I'm listening to like a podcast about just the history of like Louis Vuitton and Christian Dior and stuff like that, and how it's like essentially the best business in the world because the margins are higher than anything
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
But that is the only thing. Monster cables are the only business that's better than
designer
clothes.
Oh, bro, Best Buy did this horrendous thing where this was right when Amazon was really picking up. And big box retailers were just starting to like go out of business. So they were changing all their inventory. And the first thing that everyone went for were peripherals. So every big box retailer took away cheap printer cables. And then they, Best Buy especially, they made their own. Dynex was the brand or whatever. And they would, the cost on them was $1.19 and they'd sell them for $50. And they would stock them right next to the printers. And so people who would come in, they'd buy a printer for $100 and they're like, I need to use this today. You have to pay that extra $50.
What is it about cables? Because I've bought monster cables. For some reason, it's like what is it about cables that tricks your brain into thinking, oh, there is a premium version of this?
I mean, I think
like and not all the other shit.
I think in music, maybe that actually applies. But outside of that, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the material.
Funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember people would be so livid. Or like, you'd get these guys that would run in that came from the old world when fucking cables were cheap.
Yeah.
And they just walk in and say, I got an old printer I'm trying to hook up. I need a USB. Like, you could tell it from the old world because they knew the type.
Yeah.
Like, I need a USB A to B. I'd go... And they go, 45 fucking, are you fucking kidding? And they'd give me a speech about.
And you would say, meet me on my lunch break.
Yeah, no, I never did that. Yeah. I watched so many people get fired. I'm like, I'm good. Yeah. But yeah, monster cables, man. That's, so yeah, you guys can get the gold plated edition of this podcast for $300 a month. We record the exact same episode, line by line.
It's super durable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We just record everything on monster cables.
No, you know what we should... Yeah, that it's that.
Yeah.
But you know what we should do is like edit in like static and shit like into the episode. Like cuts out every now and then. And we're like, it's the... Because you're on the free gear.
Get the monster audio edition.
Yeah, if you go to TMG Studios, it's... trust me, it's we record everything on monsters there.
I said line by line.
Yes.
We cover it off.
Yeah, yeah. The original episode, the free one, that's plugged into my computer at home.
Yeah.
And the premium is the monster with these cameras.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to build a new PC. Or no, I need to ditch my PC. I don't fucking need it anymore. I just use my Mac does everything I need.
Yeah. You should trade out, man. Yeah, I built the PC. Oh, well, StarCraft is... I'm not playing as much. I like playing, but I've hit the skill cap where I'd have to like really have like defined like play style and build order and...
I
just want to have fun.
Yeah.
But there was a major tournament. I mean, StarCraft 2 has been on its last leg for a minute, but there's like a big tournament in Korea, and they announced what the prize pool would be this year. And a lot of like the StarCraft streamers kind of broke it down. They're like, if you won all of these, you might make $100,000.
Okay.
And that's just one person could make $100,000. Yeah. So it's like,
not worth it.
Yeah. Everyone's probably about to be a game that people play like a weekly tournament. Shout out to the ESL. They're still keeping it somewhat alive, but yeah. You know.
You play Hogwarts Legacy?
No, I actually did pick up Elden Ring, though.
Okay.
That game's awesome.
Is it new?
No, it's, I mean,
no. I've no. heard it. Like, is there a new one?
They actually, I think they just rolled out some DLC, but the lore, the art for a game, it is fucked up how, expensive that game is. And when you're playing it, the atmosphere is bar none. That shit, I slept on it for so long, but that, this is it. You just look at this picture. That's the game. You look at this picture for 80 hours.
Yeah.
And you just imagine you as him and you're like, sick. Nah, it's, I've just scratched the surface of the game, but playing it, the visual perception of everything is crazy.
What are you going to do on your new PC? What can you do on it? Like anything? Like, does it have the best graphics card?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much have best everything. I was playing Overwatch. I haven't played that game in years. I downloaded Overwatch 2. Destroying kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
Going like 30, like my KD is like 30-6. Like just wrecking shit. Granted, I'm probably like down in like bronze. Like my ranking is super low, but I'm just laughing. Like this is peak classism right here.
Yeah.
Just frying kids whose like graphics cards are at like 400 degrees Celsius. They're like, fuck, I'm dropping frames.
And you're I'm mining crypto right now at the same time.
Yeah.
And training an AI model, actually.
Were you overwhelmed by all like the sprites and everything? Why don't you go ahead and respawn? Think about that. Yeah, dude. It's been pretty great.
I don't know why this made me think of this tweet. You know, like Pitbulls. Do we laugh at like Pitbull memes?
Probably
not Pitbull the rapper, but Pitbull the dog. Do you remember dog. Like people were like thing is like the Pitbull swimming across that stream to bite a child?
No, I don't remember this.
Okay. I don't know. There's these funny memes like where people like hate Pitbulls.
Yeah, heroic Pitbulls. Child.
I saw this other tweet. This new one. It was this Pitbull like snuggled up against a mom's pregnant stomach, and it just said spawn camping. I'm laughing about that, and then Kelsey was like, what are you laughing at? And I tried to explain it to her, and I was like,
So in video games.
So a spawn is, okay, so you when you die in a video game.
Yo, that one, go to the middle, go up. He's not dangerous, go up one more. Yeah, these are pretty good.
Heroic pit bulls. To bite a child. Spawn camping is fucking good.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
What's that one say, Cash?
Nice. Okay. Waiter, more toddlers, please. That's so dumb.
Stupid.
That's so dumb. All right, should we flip to the bonus?
I guess so.
All right, thanks for joining us, everyone.
We got a pit bull coming in studio.
Yes,
and we got a kid.
Yep.
And we're just gonna
see what happens.
Yeah.
So join us in the bonus. It's gonna be a blast. This
week on the Bone Zone. To be Ice Spice and step on stage, and you have this mass of fucking peasants. Lord Spice, please.
Please, me lady.
Please, me lady, kick me balls. Dispose of him.
No.
Chris Brown. Yo, Chris Brown, what do you do for a living? Chris Brown was like...
Damn, you humped the shit out of... I was there.
One of my favorite artists, Danny Brown, had a threesome, so I tried it.
Like, that could mean a lot of things. Danny Brown has various interests.
The Danny Brown threesome could be a fucking acid tab and a molly pill.
Yeah, the old Danny Brown threesome.
Could you survive that?
Yeah.
No, see, I'm an ignorant little virgin.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.